This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Does having to show a picture ID when you go to vote, does that violate your constitutional rights? Well, the Supreme Court today said no, it does not. In a 6-3 decision, justices said states can require voters to show photo ID. They were upholding an Indiana law. Joining us now is Dahlia Lithwick. She is Slate.com's legal analyst, also our legal analyst here on Day to Day. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, Madeline.
Now, this law was quite controversial, and it seemed to break down in terms of support along party lines. It was drafted by Republicans.
That's right. And to understand the context of the whole voting law issue, it's really important to see that it's almost a conflict between two sort of illusory hypothetical problems. Republicans have tended to allege since 2000 that there's this enormous epidemic of vote fraud, of people going to polling places and voting falsely several times. Democrats, on the other hand, respond to that saying not only is there no evidence of pervasive vote fraud, but that attempts to get rid of it, all of these ID laws, actually have a very, very subversive subtext, and that is to suppress minority voting because, of course, the people who can't get a hold of ID in order to vote tend to be minorities, they tend to be the poor, they tend to be the elderly, who would tend to vote, again, Democrats. So this turns into an enormous problem where you have folks on either side alleging enormous, enormous problems, and yet nobody has a lot of proof. And here we have in 2005, Republican state legislature passing an initiative that says that voters must, in order to vote, bring photo ID, government-issued photo ID, to the ballot, and that was what was challenged in the Supreme Court and ruled on today.
Now, voter ID laws, there are voter ID laws in other states, right? So does this ruling impact the other states that have these laws?
It does. There are different kinds of laws. This was seen as one of the most extreme, but 20-some other states do have some form of voter ID law or other, and presumably those are now at least unconstitutional until the court takes another look. The court did leave it open to say, come back to us challenging a different law and bring us real proof that there has been real vote suppression. We might come away differently, but at least looking at this Indiana law and the proof that was brought by Democrats, they said we just are not seeing a lot of vote suppression here, and we think this law serves a legitimate purpose in doing away with vote fraud.
And I guess what surprised me, Dahlia, was the decision was 6-3, not the usual 5-4 split that we see on the more contentious issues before the court.
That's exactly right, Madeline, and that goes to this issue of the Democrats that challenged the law just didn't adduce enough proof to get Justice John Paul Stevens, one of the court's really, I think, reliably liberal members, to vote along with them. Stevens voted with the court's more conservative bloc. There were two blocks of three that made up the majority here. The Stevens bloc said, come back to us someday in future, maybe, with much better proof that there is, in fact, vote suppression. I might come out differently, but in this particular case, you just didn't meet the extremely high bar you needed to meet.
In other words, it has to take a lot for the court to strike down a law. I mean, a lot of obvious problems with the law for them to do that.
And specifically in this case, Madeline, this was brought as a facial challenge, which is a constitutional challenge that says under every set of facts, this law is unconstitutional. That bar is extraordinarily high to meet. It leaves open the door for opponents of this law to bring back what's called an as-applied challenge, a much narrower challenge when you say it's not always unconstitutional, but as it affected me this time around, it is unconstitutional. In effect, what they did was really, really narrow the gateway through which opponents could get through if there was a subsequent challenge.
Next week is the primary in Indiana, coincidentally. So will this ruling affect the vote next week?
Well, the law will be in effect, and that means that voters will have to either procure government-issued ID or they'll have to bring a statement that says they couldn't afford to. Whether that, in fact, will unspool the parade of horribles that Democrats fear really remains to be seen. I think this is an issue that we're going to have a lot more litigation in future, but it's going to have to come with evidence on both sides.
Dahlia Lithwick, legal analyst at Slate.com. Thank you.
Always a pleasure, Madeline.